Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Yes, it's on the phone,
on the phone
from his home,
a WIP.
It's a WIP afternoon show, like Spike and Fritz, every Friday at 3. We're joined by Elliot Shore Parks. The call is brought to you by Robin Ford, online at robinford.com, where cars and trucks are so cheap, cheap. How are we feeling, Elliot?
Dude, can I just say,
yes,
there is no more loser take out there than Jack saying the same person can't win both homecoming king and prom king.
Oh, yeah. That's a bitter man. That's a bitter man right there.
The take of a nerd.
Yeah. I had it locked up.
Yeah.
I was on both of them, homecoming court and
in Jack's defense, I couldn't even run for prom king. Like, if you won homecoming king, you couldn't run for prom king.
But you're not out here advocating you should be able to run again.
Right, yeah.
A rule to impact his popularity. I mean, come on.
It's real beta energy from Jack, if we're being honest. Watching another man dance with his wife.
Should I have tackled him?
Yeah.
Run out there and tackled him?
Look, man. There's a word for what happened to you. I don't know if I'm allowed to say it in the air.
It was just a friendly dance. There were just a normal dance.
Okay. Slow song?
I'm sure.
I don't know what song it was.
Yeah.
Too busy looking through tears.
Okay. Elliot, you asked Sirianni, you were curious. You asked Sirianni. You asked Sirianni how the vibe was all week, and he said everybody had put it to bed. But you're down there. Have you felt the the ripple effect of Monday, Tuesday, or does it feel okay around there?
I would say it feels pretty normal. Like, they in general have a pretty loose locker room. You don't normally see Jalen joking around in there, but like AJ was joking around with all his teammates today. He was actually in the locker room, I would say, more than normal this week. I don't know if that was intentional or not, but his
presence, oh, believe me, it was.
Yeah, it was definitely around, and like, he was being his normal, like, he gets along with everybody in there. Like, all the offensive linemen were joking around. So I think that just talking to players, outside of just the vibe in the locker room, but I think there probably was a little bit of worry from some of the players, like, all right, how is what happened Monday going to impact the team? And from the guys I talked to, it seemed like everyone thinks they genuinely feel they responded to it well. I think they basically addressed it on Wednesday and moved on. I don't think there were hours of conversations or anything like that. So it seemed pretty loose and regular down there.
Yeah, and I would have to imagine that starts with Jalen and AJ. I mean, a lot of those guys are sitting around, taking their cues from those guys. If those guys certainly have put it past them like they say they have, and they've gone about their daily work as they typically do, the teammates are going to pick up on that. And from what you're saying, what Nick is saying, it seems like they picked up on that early. Once it was addressed Wednesday, everybody was ready to move on. I mean, that's a good thing. But I think that starts with those guys. Like, if those guys are certainly giving off that type of energy, everybody else will feed off that energy.
Yeah, and look, I think back to, I think it was after the Seahawks game last year. AJ Brown hadn't talked for a few weeks.
Right.
He finally talked to the media. I was there, and I thought, okay, this is the turning point they need. AJ broke the tension. I thought he did a great job talking, last year when he addressed why he wasn't speaking. And I thought AJ did a really good job this week when he spoke, talking about it. But the reality is, the like what happens on Sunday is going to dictate whether they've moved past this or not. They said all the right things last year too, right? When it came to how they handled it and all the controversy. This year, right, they're saying the right things again since Monday night, I guess I should say. But on Sunday, if they come out and they lose this game like 21-13 and the passing offense isn't going, we'll be right back at square one. So good start to getting over it, but it really is all about Sunday.
Let me throw this in there. Not necessarily pushing back against what you're saying, but just offering a different perspective on that and based on Sunday. And I think Sunday can be a lot of trigger. And I've heard this. I heard Jack talking about it last night. And people are putting emphasis on the results of Sunday's game. I'm not saying it doesn't matter. But this idea that if they don't win Sunday's game, somehow we're headed down the drain with the season. I'm not necessarily buying that. I want to see how the game plays out. Maybe Pittsburgh just comes in and out. Plays us, right? Like that could happen. I would be more interested, E, in how do they handle the loss if it's a loss, right? Like they could lose a game, and if everybody realizes, okay, we could all do better, and we're not pointing a finger, and we all realize we got to get back on the horse and get back out here next week and find a way to get a W, I can live with that. They're not going to win 15 straight games. They're going to lose a game, and we can't be unfair to them. I know it's difficult coming off of this week, and I get that part of it. I'm not ignoring what has happened this week. I'm just saying I would rather see how the details play out in the loss. And then I want to see how do they handle it after the game. Are they losing as a team, or are we still complaining about the passing game or other things? You know what I'm saying? Like, if it's a team, we win together and we lose together. Like that's the biggest thing, is not keeping stuff in-house. That's why this thing had turned out the way it did this week, because they let inside business outside.
So where I would agree with you is, the Steelers are a good team, right? So yeah. Like, there is no shame in losing to the Pittsburgh Steelers. So if they, let's say, won last week 30-whatever, and there's no controversy, and they lose this week, like, not the end of the world. So from a standing perspective, I do agree with you. But one thing I kind of sense, and Nick talked about this too earlier, when he talked about, like, every Monday he makes sure he shows the players video of them celebrating. Like Michael Clay, the special teams coach, obviously said he made sure to talk to his unit about enjoying the win. They put pictures all over, like, the NovaCare of guys celebrating, right? So I think they're aware that this is, to some degree, like, an emotional team, right? Like they need
yes.
to make get up for these things. So my worry is not that if they lose this, like, you know, they're in big trouble. I just wonder how the players will react to it, especially when you have Washington on the road next week, which I think is a game that is certainly winnable. I think they're better than Washington.
Mm-hmm.
But last year taught us that, like, seasons are fragile. Like, no matter how good you are, they are fragile. And if they lose two in a row with this group, like, I don't know if there's a guarantee they recover from that.
Leadership has to get better and stronger, man. I'm trusting in this leadership. I like the way they've handled this week. The leaders can't let this thing spiral out of control. I mean, they can't. I understand exactly what you're saying. What I'm saying is, if that were to happen, now I'm questioning the leaders. Like, because
right.
you can't allow this to get to this point.
Right.
Yeah,
and by the way, the two guys involved are both leaders.
Leaders
on
the guys with the C's on their chest.
Yeah.
So I agree with that. The only thing that has me not thinking that they will not collapse again, because that would be truly insane if they did it. It's just that they do have a much, much better defense this year.
Yes.
So last year, while there was the emotional part of it, and obviously Jalen was turning the ball over, AJ was upset, there was all that, their defense was also just a complete disaster. So I just think their defense this year raises the floor, I guess I should say, so much for where this thing could go. Because, like, the problems really aren't on the defensive side of the ball. Like, all the drama.
Sure, yes.
It's all on offense. So
yep.
The defense, it's funny, you know, I talked to Jalen Carter today, and it's like, you know, how's the week been? He's a leader on the team. How's the week been? And it's basically, yeah, it's pretty normal, right? So I think on the defense side of the ball, they're not really impacted by this much, although ironically Brandon started it. But outside of that, like, everybody, I think, is on the defensive side of the ball, it's like business as usual.
So let me ask you this then, Elliot. You're talking about, you know, Sunday and how big it is. If I give you the situation I started the show with, was I give you these two choices. Choice number one is Eagles win 23-20, but everything looks the same. Passing game looks the same. Everything looks the same. Scenario two, Eagles lose 34-30. Passing game looks good again. He's not thrown 40 times, but he's taken the throws that are there, maybe throws it 28 times, I don't know. But the stats and the feel look good, and the passing game looks good. Which of those two scenarios would you choose?
You said a loss for the second one? Right?
A loss for the second one, right. Yes. Well, obviously, if they're both wins right. And one of them has a great passing game. But the second one's a loss.
I think the first one. I can't risk this team losing two games in a row. And, you know, because if you lose this week, again, like Washington, there's just no guarantee you go there and win that game. It's going to be a big game. I feel like they never really play well there. So I get what you're saying, that I think there would be a certain sense of victory if they play well in the passing game and everyone, like, the tension gets cooled a little bit. But ultimately, if they lose, like, just the pressure on the next week is going to be so big. I think they can deal with drama to an extent. I think what they couldn't deal with is, like, internally seeing a loss. So I think a win is more important.
Hmm. Yeah, I think it's a tough, and the one seed part of it, by the way, is a huge factor in all of this, because I think I don't know what the difference in the line would be between playing here in the NFC Championship game or in Detroit, but I can tell you I would give them a lot better chance of winning the game if it was here as opposed to Detroit.
I would agree with that. The only thing I would say is if they go on the road to Detroit, they get, like, playing it obviously at home has its advantages. You get the Lions outside, you're home, obviously. But I do think there is a tension to playing in front of these home fans sometimes, that if they go on the road, they get to, like, you know, band together, like, they're underdogs. They get to go in with that, as opposed to what it would, like, if it was in Philadelphia, they would be expected to win. Like, the result should be, and I think the fans would expect it, like, you have to win that game. I think there would be some benefits for this team of getting away from the pressure and, like, going to Detroit and trying to beat them there. But yes, obviously, if you had to pick, you would pick it here.
If you're worried about this, do you walk around
with a pillow tied to your butt so you can have something soft to sit on, man?
I'm just being honest with what
Jesus
I think from being Christ around the team.
That'd be better, Taylor.
I think they would fare better almost in Detroit. I'd still pick.
What are you talking about? You had a nice normal conversation going on in this phone call. Then you go with the whole, I think that it'd be better in Detroit if they're on the road.
There is a tension to playing at home in Philly that they have to deal with in Detroit.
Oh, it was so tense in the 2017 NFC Championship game.
Yeah, 38-7 over the Vikings.
Quarterback, as you like to bring up all the time. So you can't pick and choose.
Oh, it was so tense in the 2022 NFC Championship game.
Yeah, that wasn't really tense.
Can I tell you, Elliot, what I'll say is this. If you think that the team is better off on the road, then you do not believe that this is a Super Bowl team. No real Super Bowl team is like, we'd rather get away from the pressure of our home city.
Hold on. I said I would pick the game in Philadelphia, just to be clear. But the point I was making is I do think the benefit of being on the road is, like, I mean, you see what it's like this week, right? With all the –
We would be in the NFC Championship game. What are we going to be complaining about that week?
And all week – they'd be here all week.
What are you talking about?
They'd be here during the week. It's not like they wouldn't be surrounded by the media during the week.
We're going to celebrate. Listen, we're going to be excited.
They have the best road record in the NFL since Nick Sirianni.
All right.
They do. Like,
let me ask you this, E. So if they both play their A game – They both play their A game. What's the difference? Who you got? It's home field, right?
Right. Well, you're saying if they both play their – yeah, then I guess in that way, that's a tough one. I think they're better than the Lions, but I think, yes, I would prefer –
What do you mean if the Lions play their A game at home where we're going to beat them?
I think the Eagles' A game is better than the Lions.
I think, listen, I was the first on that train. I like the way you like to take over everything. Once you get on board with something, you just run with it completely.
Late once again.
Well, you're welcome to take the better away from home.
All I'm saying is that I think there are two very closely, evenly matched teams. Both have weaknesses and strengths. One could argue the Lions' offense is better than the Eagles' offense. The Eagles' defense is better than the Lions' defense, right? I don't think anybody's going overboard by saying that.
Nope.
You want to get that Lions offense out of that dome.
Yeah. They're way less effective out of the dome than they are in the dome.
I agree. That's why I said I would pick to play it in Philadelphia. I'm just saying there is – this team definitely is the best. Why do you think they win on the road all the time? Like, I think there is –
They're not beating 12-1 teams on the road all the time. I tell you that much.
The Chiefs win on the road all the time too. Is it because the Kansas City, there's too much pressure at home?
I don't know. I'm not in Kansas City.
Oh, but, God. Well, you were there last year, though. You had a good time with Hugh.
Yeah, it was. Me and Hugh did have a fun time.
All right. That's enough. That's enough out of you, Elliot. This is not Tuesday. You can get the Go Birds podcast wherever you get your podcast. Comes out every single day, so you can have 25 to 30 minutes every morning of infuriating
Dress
opinion.
Warm Sunday, dude. Dress
yeah.
warm.
Yeah, what does your warm weather attire look like? Do you have like a Teddy Ruxpin jacket or something? Like, what do you look like when it's cold?
So I actually got this really nice suit I was thinking. It's linen. It's a nice light color.
For the end of December?
Yeah, I was going to bring it out on Sunday. What do you think?
All right, Elliot. Thank you, man.
All right.
There he is. All right, Elliot Sherparks. He finds a way.
He finds a way, man.
He said, now look, I would rather be in Philadelphia. However,
but
they have an advantage
yes.
going to Detroit.
Like, what are you talking about? You go play that NFC title game in Detroit if you want to.
This is why he. This is what the lie detector test. Elliot.
That's why they couldn't pin him down.
Yes, Elliot doesn't take the lie detector test. The lie detector test takes Elliot. Elliot is the. They don't have technology to figure Elliot out.
No, he needs his brain study.
Yeah, we're not saying we wouldn't be rooting for the Eagles going there, but my goodness, we think the spread's going to be in that game.
And
if the NFC title game's in Detroit,
if we're in the NFC championship game, we're going to be excited all week.
That's what I'm saying.
We're not going to be like,
worried about complaining.
Are AJ and Jalen friends in the middle of NFC
championship? You're talking about pressure in the middle of an NFC championship week.
Come on. 215-592-9494.
See how it's been this week? The NFC championship week isn't going to be like this.
No.
Well, at least we hope not.
It'll be like
last week.
Yeah.
Someone says something after the divisional round game.
They win the division series, but they win by running the ball.
Right. Yep.
And they're like, you know how we got to win the Super Bowl? If this quarterback could pass. Yeah. Then it would maybe be a different kind of week.
Who would ever come up with that?
Yeah.
They'll find a way.
Yeah. You're looking at him, buddy.
Yeah,
Big Lou.
Yeah, I was looking at him.
Him, yeah. Big Lou and Sewell. You're on WIP. What's up, Big Lou?
Gentlemen, how you doing?
What's up,
Big
brother?
Lou?
Spike, want to let you know and let you in on something.
Yes?
You got the best show on WIP, bro.
Oh, we know it.
Never a doubt.
But we like hearing it, so thank you, man.
I know. It never gets old.
Does not.
So, it is true.
So there was a couple things. I'm going to go through them real quick.
Yep.
First off, you've added something else to the fandom card. So there's certain things that you check off if you're a Birds fan, right?
Yes.
A win is one of those. We got to win. Passing will take care of itself. You got to have a win. The other thing is, if you're a grown
what was that
man,
noise? I don't.
That was his stomach.
I don't agree. I don't agree that passing will take care of itself because in this conversation, it has not taken care of itself on Sunday.
No, it will. I'm just telling you it will.
Okay.
I'm not saying it's going to just fix itself, but they will fix it. That's my point. So anyway, the other thing is if you're a grown man and you're a Birds fan and you didn't cry when BG got hurt, that's another one. Another one when Jason Kelce retired.
This is really...
I did not cry when Jason
I was just about
Kelce
to say, did John
retired.
Richie cry when BG got injured?
No, not the way Richie cried. I'm not talking about that.
Yeah, like a man cry. Like a little well up.
Yeah, that was something I wouldn't want to say on the radio.
Okay.
Soft?
Yeah, that was uncomfortable.
So it went all day.
Yep.
And then the other thing, Ike.
Yes.
I hope you're not driving, brother, because your words are not coming out too clear.
That'd be better, Taylor.
You don't want to get stopped while you're on the road.
Yeah, he would fail that test.
I thought I had a brain cramp right there, man. That's all that happened. That's all that happened right there.
I heard it like three or four times. Was that the drop or was that you?
No, that was the drop. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's Jack
okay.
constantly playing the drop, yes. Okay. Like, that'd be Jay with a new toy, yes. Play it again, Jack. That'd be baby Rue Taylor.
Now we can talk about football.
I thought we'd already done that.
Yeah, didn't we just talk about it?
The Steelers play a 3-4. So what's going to happen is that they have the best, one of the best run defenses in the league. I get that. But they're going to load the box. They like to bring pressure. They always like to bring pressure, which means we're going to get a lot of one-on-one on the outside. And I think the passing will come. We got to run the ball, but we're going to have some one-on-one coverage on the outside. And I think that's what's going to happen.
They other teams have lowered the box against them. The other thing is, I was reading an article this week from Ben Solak at ESPN and sort of mentioned about where they try to push Jalen Hurts out of the defensive coordinators like, have noticed that they can push him to go to one certain side.
Oh,
like,
yeah. He's going to
the right side.
Yeah.
So then they push him to, they know that he's going to do that, and they push him there and almost force him to have to throw across his body to get to the where the routes are. So I think it'll be, whether they stack the box or not, I think it'll be interesting to see how he handles it, because a lot of times he does not need to leave the pocket when he does. And that's what takes away, what he does is when he escapes and he doesn't need to, he's basically taking away an entire side of the field that he can work with. And so what he ends up doing is either throwing across his body or not throwing. That we see one of two things. Before, we would see him throw across his body and maybe throw a pick. Mm-hmm. Now what he's doing is he just runs to the sideline and throws the ball away if he doesn't get sacked or he scrambles. So I think it'll be an interesting challenge for the offense. Joe, Big Lou, you got a power couple for us?
Yeah, and I got proof of it. So, and I know it's not.
What does that mean?
You'll know what I mean when I say it, Jack.
Okay.
It's me and my wife, because we produce Louie from Nebraska.
That is, yes. Brother, you ain't winning.
This family is out of control.
This family is, yeah.
Making a point. Yo, take Mark off the text line, please.
Oh, well, Mark, it's kind of funny.
Yeah, it is, but we don't need to hear Mark singing text line.
Oh,
wow.
Wow, that's
big, Lou
big
coming in with takes today.
Yeah,
ooh,
Big
boy.
Lou firing. Yeah. Thank you for the call, Big Lou.
Him and his wife, a power couple.
Power couple, yeah.
It's produced a golfer and
and a baseball player that
baseball player.
Had bad knees or something.
our friend, when Wolfie visited yesterday afterwards, one of the questions he asked me, he was like, hey, do you keep Mark's voice on the text line on purpose? Was that a conscious decision? And I think we all just kind of, I just kind of like it.
Oh, yeah.
It's just kind of funny. If John had a problem with it, I think he would tell us, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think he sang it great.
A part of the show.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
That's a staple.
It's a contribution.
It is.
Like, I don't think any of us can sing it that way.
No.
No, listen, and quite frankly, keeps him alive here.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. His legacy
is
there.
Exactly. It stays.
I'll never forget when
he's part of the show.
When he made that song, and I've told this story, and they did it the first time instead of Ben Livingston's tweets and texts.
Mm-hmm.
And Ben hated it. And I didn't know that he hated it. I walked in the studio and I said, oh, we should just do that every time. And the life drained out of Ben's eyes because he knew his segment was over.
His segment was over.
Yeah. Those two are kind of like AJ and Jalen.
They were.
Kind of.
They did not have a great relationship.
Kind of.
It was
a working relationship.
Well,
I do remember the night Mark's recording it. I turned around. And
the text
like,
line recording?
Yeah. I saw him sitting there like singing into the microphone. I was like, he's like, well, how do you think this sounds? And I'm like, yeah, I think it sounds pretty good.
I remember once John was complaining about Ben. And I looked John in the eyes. I said, you can complain about Ben all you want. I want you to know I am not firing Ben. No matter how much you complain about him, Ben is staying. So you can do whatever you want. But
even though there was a perfectly capable option in Knights.
Oh,
you got
man.
It.
You were still green around the gills, boy.
I was green around the gills until about two years ago.
Yes.
You're still green around some of your gills.
Happy birthday, Roo Taylor. It's fight back.
It's always attacking Ike. Yeah, I'm sorry.
So there's two segments on the show that Ike loves the most. One is Flyers and 50. We don't have that today. The other one is my least favorite segment of the show, Tornado Shapiro's game day forecast.
My guy. So, somehow he's been in my past and he's picked out a lot of things that I've done that I didn't think anybody knew about.
Yeah, you guys hung out a lot. Tornado Shapiro's game day forecast is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.